Channel Radio.
Hey, it's Who Cares Wins. It's Monday afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. And I am joined in the studio, as always, by my wonderful, my caring, my detailed co-presenter, Jan Mulligan.
Detailed. Thank you very much, yes. Angela.
What would Good I do afternoon, everyone. Detail? Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening Who Cares Wins Radio, and you are live on channelradio.co.uk. Hope you've got your cup of tea or your cup of coffee.
And the sun is shining where you are because it's glorious here.
Open those windows, relax, sit back for the next hour. We have some fun. We have some party music. We have some holiday discussions.
Sun, sea.
And sand, thank you.
I'll set it up, you finish it.
Yeah, thanks, Jan. And of course, we have the wonderful Diana's Supported Holidays. We did an interview with them a while back, and with our schedule of the show, we have now been able to book them into the diary, and they are being aired today. And we talk about what they do. We talk about with them how it all came about from both Diana Saunders and Lana A. Over in sunny Broadstairs, so they're listening in. I know that poor Lana is running around, I think, collecting children from school at the moment, and she's going to join us in. So we may even get some tweets. I know they've been tweeting madly earlier this morning. So hello, everyone. Hi to Gwen. We got a lovely Facebook message last week from Gwen.
Thank you,
so,
Gwen.
So hi there, Gwen. Hope you're enjoying the sun and you've got your deck chair out, perhaps, and you're listening to us on your website or radio or smartphone, whatever you've got. Diana's Supported Holidays. It is a fantastic idea. And as you'll hear from the interviews, it's something that Diana decided to set up on her own with no help at all, really. She does have some, as she explains. And so we've got some, hopefully some very apt music tracks to play a little bit later on. One thing I do need to warn you listeners, as before, with our recording, both Jan and I, we're learning, so bear with us with our recordings. And we obviously didn't hug the recorder and the microphone quite close enough. So you may need to now turn your speakers up and hug your speakers and listen intently to the information that both Diana and Lana will explain about how it all came about, how Diana got the idea, where they set themselves up. Because they didn't start in Kent in Broadstairs. They started a bit further afield. So turn your music up.
Well, I used to be manager in learning disabilities and supported them. The idea came when I couldn't get them on holiday, my clients.
Right.
So I decided to go to Blackpool, buy a hotel and do the holidays myself.
Were you living in Blackpool or that area at the time then? Or you were down in Kent?
At the time I was in Essex.
Oh, in Essex. Okay. So you decided to move up to sort of more of the holiday area. Find a hotel.
Yeah, I worked for social services and then for a housing association.
Right. You make it sound so matter of fact.
I know.
I went to Blackpool and bought a hotel.
It's miles away.
How Blackpool? And
well, we researched every seaside town.
Right.
That Blackpool was all year round.
Ah, okay.
That was the most of the reason, because I'd never been there before. And I didn't know anybody.
That's a huge step. That's a very big step, isn't it? That's normal for you. Is that Diana then?
Yes.
Did you have any support and help, or was it just you?
Just me and Lana. But then Lana went to Turkey and met her husband.
That's a bit inconvenient.
fell in love and went to Turkey to get married, didn't you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. So she left you in the lurch? We won't hold that against you, Lana.
Come back. I don't blame her, because she was in love. Weren't you in love? Nothing else matters.
It does strange things to us, yes. Love
she's got it all to come with her two girls, isn't it?
Or three. I'm sure, yes. And one on the way.
Yeah.
So you were sort of supportive, but really it was just you deciding to just go off and do this and get it set up and running. So presumably a hotel you had to find. And did you buy an existing hotel that had regular clients?
No.
Or did you really have to start from scratch?
Yeah, start from scratch.
Fantastic. And then presumably regular clients. So you were saying, we were briefly talking earlier, but you said about you did the hen parties and the stag parties to obviously start to get that income, quite rightly.
Mm.
But then you decided that perhaps you'd go for the clients that you were really after.
Yeah.
Who probably, as we say, look after the place better.
That's much better.
So So how did that happen? What was the next stage of getting those?
Well, we've done a lot of research, finding other companies, and
I've come back from Turkey by then.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And we all got together, didn't we, and started to do a lot of research and stuff, didn't we?
I went for business course before I went to Blackpool, yeah. Business Link.
Right, oh yes.
And when I moved up, because I'd done that 6 months course, but so when I went to Blackpool, I kept in touch with them in the Blackpool as well.
Yes.
I just got in touch with Business Link because they're all over the,
that's right,
all over the country.
Yes.
And they come to help me to decide how to build the business up and
good.
Told me to get out of the rooms and get back where I should be managing because I was doing everything at the
right.
beginning.
I bet you were.
And I did as I was told.
Good.
And then we started, then I met Happy Holidays, and we got clients from them, and then it all went from there, really. And I was in the New Essex, so I worked for them, I worked for social services, so we got some lots of clients from the
new
my contact. Past.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
When are we talking? How long ago did this start?
12 years ago.
12 years, right.
That is a long time to be, you know, still to be going, although, as you say, the transition has been now down to Kent, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Hence you're here with us. Okay, I'm an alien. I've just landed on this planet. Supported holidays. Explain for our listeners, what does that mean? What's the process, the steps involved? What's it for?
Well, it's 24-hour support
yeah.
because they come on holiday. They've got different needs, but we are there 24 hours for most of the clients, and we don't just take one who only needs an hour, or it is 24-hour care.
Yeah.
And we support them for their holiday. We support them whatever needs they need.
Yeah.
But we're not there to tell them where they've got want to go, what to do. We give them.
We promote independence.
And on the day they arrive, everybody sits down. Because they're coming from different parts of the country,
sure.
don't know each other, so we have a sort of a welcoming hello, and we talk about what they want to. We've got an idea because of, say, Blackpool, you've got the tower, you've got sea life, you've got the zoo. There's so many things to do, so
yes.
we have to decide what we're going to do.
Yes.
And then when we've all decided, that we make the plan. Most nights they go out, every night. It's a very packed holiday, that one. And also, we try to fit in anything that they would like to do that's not on the agenda.
Right, so there's also that sort of specific need of request, can I do that? You'll look into it, and if it's possible, you will. So there is a, presumably, are you looking at, it's anyone with learning disabilities, any age groups, or are you specifically?
No, they have to be over 18, and we do not take people with high challenging behaviour.
Okay, so I'm assuming from that there's some sort of form requisite, they have to tick boxes and give you the information.
Yeah.
And then you will, what do you follow up with them or their carers? Or
with what? Their carers.
Right.
Mostly.
Yep.
And do their carers come on holiday with them?
No.
No. Is that a flat? No.
No.
Okay. And what's the decision behind that? Is that from your...
Well, because people that are coming on holiday, for example, then some of them are coming on their own.
Right.
Some of them come with another person that they're living with. But it's very hard for them to do that.
Right.
So if one of them's got their carer with them, and three haven't.
Right.
It just doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Okay.
So.
And plus, they enjoy to be away from the people that they're not with every single day.
Sure.
Like mothers and children, you know, they do different things with different people and
sure.
try different things and be more independent without someone that's constantly, you know, their support network all the time.
Mm.
So a lot of people sort of tend to relax and make more friends if they're not, you know, they change from the minute their carer may drop them off.
Right.
They're a different person to
and also then the holiday really is to promote meeting their own peer group and making friends.
Mm.
It's not just about being with their carer.
Yeah.
It's about meeting new people, expanding their minds, letting them know there's other things to do, you know, not just like us. Our holiday makes us get out of our humdrum.
That's it, that
days.
Routine. Yeah.
And it's the same that they come and get out of that routine.
And I presume it's like any of us, isn't it, that I run training courses and people come into the training course and you see they'll sit with their friend, they'll sit next to each other there, and there'll be another group that sit next to each other there. So one of my first things to do is I mix people up, because the idea is that, yes, you want them to start integrating and chatting with those that, well, I see you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, so actually let's talk to this person who, you know, different face, different part of the country, as you say, that can push them outside a comfort zone, but of course...
Yeah, I mean, the first time they come on holiday, like the carers phone and say they're very worried about coming on their own, but so would I be if I went on holiday on my own.
Yes.
It's not just one specific people.
No.
If I went on holiday on my own because I'm not married, I might have to go on a whatever holiday.
He's singles holiday.
Singles holiday,
yes.
Won't say the age.
Youngsters.
I would be very weary until I got there and met the people. And it's the same. So, but funnily enough, as soon as they meet on the Monday or whatever, they very quickly get to know each other. Very quickly. And they settle in very well. Most, and we've not had many that haven't settled in, have we? I don't think we've had any really. That,
and
if,
it's
they,
not,
if they did, if they specifically were disturbed,
yes,
we would actually phone their carers to come and pick them up.
Right.
And we'd have to talk about other things after.
Right. Yes. Very good. But that, I presume, is like with technology these days, your mobile phones and the internet, that they could interact if they wanted. You're not sort of, they're not locked away and they're not allowed to communicate with the outside world.
They've got their mobiles now. The older ones might not, but they've mostly got mobiles.
Yeah.
Especially if they come on their own on a coach.
Sure.
We tell them to put their phone number in their mobile so they can contact us. Because we do pick them up.
Yes. I was going to ask how that worked. So if I had a child, I wanted to, this is great, I want you to, expand your mind and meet these people. So would I bring them and drop them off in Blackpool, or would I put them on a coach to Blackpool?
Yeah, if they're capable, mm-hmm. it all depends on the person's carers and, assessing them. Mm. If they can get on a coach on their own, then fine, and we will meet them at the other end.
So like at the coach station?
Yeah.
Or helicopter that might just fly over now and start to land. That's fine.
And we've done that many times, but I always say if they're not capable of going on their own, they've got to come with a carer. And And I do ask specifically about that, because... Yeah. Well, you can't put someone on a coach who's not capable.
No, that's not.
And
fair.
I'm afraid it's an extra expense, but I'm afraid that's
what they
something
need to do.
We would like to be able to do if we got bigger, but because clients come from all over the country, from Scotland, from north, from south, it's something that we couldn't do.
No, of course,
pick everyone up.
We have had times when we do a holiday in Blackpool Christmas, and there's a few coming from this area, with Burgington, we had a few. And then we organise a minibus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we drive.
Or where the carer's coming from.
Yes.
They, we can sometimes...
We meet. And we all put so much in, even me, if I'm doing a holiday,
right.
we put out so much in for our fare.
Right.
And depending on how many go, we split that.
Okay.
So but that's nothing to do with Diamond's Holidays, it's to do with the taxi phone.
Gotcha.
And the client pays us the taxi. It's nothing to do with it.
It's not through this business.
No, the core cost of the holiday, and then there may be add-ons like the extra travel.
And you usually find if they've got to come from here to Blackpool, say, it's very expensive, especially if they've got a carer who's got to get there and back in one day.
Yes. Sure.
So if we do that, it's much cheaper for them anyway.
Absolutely.
And just for our listeners' perspective, we're saying here, because of course we're sitting here, but it's based from Broadstairs, isn't it, in Kent?
Yeah.
But of course you're through the internet, you're promoting and with your contacts through Essex and Blackpool and beyond. Yeah. And of course, because I noticed we've got Florida in this brochure, and we've also Turkey, so Europe is included.
We've been many times, and what we do is it's actually easier to go to a holiday in abroad, because we just
meet people you meet.
And we know to meet them, we just meet them at the check-in.
Yes.
And that's it, you haven't got to worry about anything else. Just
it's all in the one place.
Yeah, so it's right. People say, how are we going to meet you? But it's easier.
Yes, it is actually, I suppose.
The coloured umbrella.
Yeah,
you
one of
them. We have t-shirts with orange. I think orange or yellow. I'm black. I'm colourblind. Diana's Holidays on.
Yeah.
So that we do that.
Fantastic. You definitely stand out.
Yellow t-shirts with blue logo, which is all
that's similar to that logo. Yeah. In here. Fantastic. And then regarding insurance, so if they want, you know, like a holiday, I'm thinking of booking myself to go to Turkey, for example. I need to think about my own travel insurance. And so is that something that you would make sure that they do?
Yes, we have to see their insurance.
Diana's supported
copy of their insurance.
You need to see it.
Yeah. We advise them to go to the post office insurance, because if you get a yearly insurance with them, if you're going more than once, it's quite cheap. And it's a very good insurance.
Fantastic.
So, everyone's going to be popping down the post office now, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
Getting travel insurance. But I think it's fantastic that she just set it up, just an idea, and then just, woof, off to Blackpool, find a hotel, as you do.
That's it. Travel the length of the country.
Yeah.
New business, new home, don't know anybody.
And she just, woof, I've decided, because there's a gap, really want to help these individuals. And then, wow, it's just gone from strength to strength.
And it's such a brilliant service, because whilst they're fully supported, it's about independence, making
new
friends.
I love that when she said that it's about encouraging them to meet new people.
Yeah.
Come, you know, yes, the whole point is to leave your carer at home and come away and meet new people, because hence, you know, they are adults. And like ourselves, you expand the mind. I'm sure there's a song in there somewhere about expand your mind, isn't there? I'll have to look that up, Jane. But we thought this one would be good, although
Absolutely.
They didn't talk about that holiday. But maybe we can encourage Diana's supported holidays to think about other venues and other destinations, which
certainly a holiday song
they're definitely
just
looking for.
Puts me in mind of sun, sea, sand.
Can I get up on the desk, Jan?
No, sit.
Can I do an impression? Listeners, you'll know what I mean when you hear it. Enjoy.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be like California, you'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at
Inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Inside, outside USA.
I need, where's an ironing board, quick?
Bit of sun, bit of boppy music, and she's gone.
I'll be off, over the wall. Well, the water's only behind me. You should have seen me, listener. Jan's going to post a photo. I was doing my surfing impression, and, we are in the marsh with the sea just literally behind. It's got to be done. So, yes, not quite surfing, but hey, they are in the USA, as you'll hear a bit later. Joining us on Who Cares Wins Radio today on channelradio.co.uk is Diana's Supported Holidays. And there we heard a bit about the setup and Diana Saunders, lovely lady, and her daughter, Lana, if you haven't realised with the conversation earlier. Yes, Lana is her daughter. So it's a mother-daughter family business. And they have now moved to Broadstairs in Kent. And that's where they're now working out of, although they are still offering venues, destinations worldwide, as you hear.
Throughout the UK and abroad.
Indeed. So we asked Lana a little bit about her background, because she would be the first point of call if you rang through the number, which we'll give you later on the show. She'll probably be the first person that you talk to.
Yeah.
And we were interested to hear a little bit more about her background, whether she'd always been in the care industry or whether she'd done something completely different. So here is our continuation of the interview. Remember, hug your speakers.
I used to work for Mencap years ago, before I went to Diana's Holidays in London. And I used to be PCP facilitator.
PCP?
Person-centred planning facilitator, which is, you know, all about that individual person.
Oh, right.
Promoting independence and, you know, and things like that. But yeah, I worked for Mencap for a few years before I went to Turkey,
got married,
disappeared, and then come back. Got married. Then we, set up Diana Support Holidays together. So I've been doing that.
Great. And also, you still have some links locally, don't you, with the hospital or help and support?
I do work. I'm a healthcare support worker at the hospital.
Fantastic.
Yes, I work for the NHS.
So people might have even seen you or met you from another avenue then, so they'll recognise your face. Yeah, possibly. So the business sort of stemmed from Blackpool, but it is now down Broadstairs and obviously resurrecting some of those contacts and expanding and making more contacts there with, you know, getting people to know you in this neck of the woods.
Yeah, we did lose a few people as we changed the website address, changed numbers, changed phone numbers. But we still managed to, some people still managed to find us.
That's good.
Yeah, and that's why we started the 084 number, so that when we move we can take it with us.
Yes.
Because we do move around sometimes. But we're thinking now of, on our new brochure, to put mobile numbers as well and a land number.
Yes.
So that, we're more accessible than just one number. And people might not want to ring the 08 number, so...
Yes. Although most of them, they're quite a lot of them.
I think now, is it 0845?
We're 0844, so that's quite local.
It's quite local. It's confusing that people don't always, are not clear what 084 is a premium, what's a local.
Having
a mix of numbers.
So qualification-wise, not only from your own jobs prior to and setting up Diana Supported Holidays, so you've had to qualify in those actual roles that you did there. But we were talking earlier that you employ, because the carers, their own carers or family members don't come on holiday with them, so you will employ staff based on presumably the needs of the group that you've got for that particular holiday. So first of all, is there a minimum or a maximum number of people that you would have in the group in the holiday itself, first of all?
Yes, the minimum would be about four, to run the holiday, for people to actually go on the holiday, and there'd be a ratio of three clients to one staff. The maximum would probably be about seven or eight people. It does depend where you're going.
Really?
Christmas time, we tend to have quite a few more.
So what sort of numbers have you got?
We can have about 10. It wouldn't be no more than 10.
Yeah.
Go no more than 10 people on a holiday.
But if we only had four people, we still have to say, it's 3-1, we still have to send two staff.
Yeah.
Because you've gone over that three.
And legally, the carer has to have time off.
Yes.
So we both need to have
of course.
Time off.
Yes, because they can't work 24/7 and 7 days a week. No, exactly.
Most of the holidays are Monday to Friday. Because we find that any longer is too long.
Yes.
Holidays abroad are usually 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Because by the time you get there, travelling,
yes,
etc., a week will be fine in say somewhere like Disneyland in Paris, but in Florida it'd have to be 2 weeks.
Because of the time zone, and of course, by the time you settle down, that's near enough half the week gone. And so with those staff that you source, their associate, their staff members, or you employ them on a contract, or that they come in, they are support staff, aren't they? They're not
support
nurses,
staff.
For
no.
example.
Not nurses. They have they have to be CRB checked, so we run that through them.
And just for the listen, CRB is Criminal Records Bureau.
Yeah, that's to certify that people can, you know, they can work with people with an disability.
Yeah. So that would that be the enhanced level?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always in care, syndromes.
And so they're not nurses.
They're not nurses.
No. If they need to, say somebody comes on holiday diabetic, or that some of them need an injection, we'd organise the nurse from wherever holiday will come and give the injection daily.
Right, so you make the contact.
And if it was twice a day, then they'd have one in the morning and one to come at night. And we do that through the different doctors. Do it. Right. The person who's coming, the doctor, will get in touch with the doctor that's going to be doing it on the
in
holiday.
Their area.
As anybody else would if they were going on holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. And also then the doctor will arrange a nurse to come and do it.
Fantastic. But yes, I mean, you're there and around, but it's the individual's responsibility to take their medication. You're not, you know, giving it to them. So that's for our listeners to understand that you're not a nursing home, a care home holiday. Yeah. It is actually those people are still responsible. And if there's any extra need...
We would make sure they took their medication.
Yes. Yeah.
And it has to be all prepared by a pharmacist.
Yes.
The boxes are all named differently from different areas.
Right.
They know that they have them in the Monday to Sunday box. And they bring them to the different times. They usually have their medication for time that we eat. Mm. So morning they bring them and we just check that they've took them for eye contact.
Absolutely. So there's that somebody is around, like you were mentioning, you know, if they're getting dressed, you don't actually assist, but you're actually, okay, you're getting dressed, okay, I'll be back in 5 minutes to check on how you're doing.
And also, you know, it's not hands-on personal care, it's just basic support.
A lot of them actually don't need you to keep an eye on their medication at all. And if they particularly don't like that either. Mm. So we make sure we've got the gist of that, you know, so... Mm. We don't want someone who's quite capable and we're starting to
being interrogated or watched over,
So you mentioned that the main focus on the holiday is for learning difficulties, learning disabilities. If somebody has an additional difficulty, such as a hearing or a communication or might be a wheelchair user, does that preclude them from coming on holiday?
Not at all. It depends, again, whereabouts the holiday is.
Right.
You know, we can take separate wheelchair users. It really does depend whereabouts we are, and you know, if it's viable. And obviously, if we know beforehand, we choose the hotel which they stay at. That's, you know, that the clinic is accessible. Really.
So it is very much a, in some sense, a bespoke discussion that they would have with you about either a yes or a no being on the holiday.
Depends on how much support. If they need an extra support, there'd be an extra charge for them. So if they need more of a one-on-one. As you know, in a group of eight more able people, then they would have to pay that extra for that extra support. But that's not normally a problem, is it? Normally people don't want an extra person to be with them all day.
And what, from the qualification side for the staff, you said the CRB checks, that you make sure that you have those, you actually organise that. But what other qualifications would any staff that you would be looking at?
Well, we would like them to have done the MVQ.
Yeah.
Level 2 or 3 now.
Which particular course is that?
Well, it's a care course. Because you know you're doing MVQ in anything, but it's MVQ in care.
In care, right.
And they've got different components. And so we would look for taking on people that have done that. Mm.
And obviously, again, my assumption would be that perhaps they're already doing it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of time we get people to... We've got the clients come with us, and then we say to them, oh, would you be interested in coming, you know, doing a holiday for us with a leader?
We take a lot of, you know, like a bank as well, so they've already got their qualifications, And then we just, you know, go, then we would see our being checked.
So bank staff.
A bit like me, you know, I like bank for the hospital as well, so we can take people on like that. But our own staff then would be, yeah, qualified, and there would be a first aider facilitator normally on holiday as well. So.
And we have the sort, same things as most places. Like if they have an accident, we've got an accident book.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's a typical accident, we have to report, say, certain things to another area of, the, you know, Riddle.
Yes.
We've got all that in place.
And with the staff, are they employed by Diana supported holidays, or do they come in like on a sort of a contract for fee invoice space?
Well, that's negotiable. Now, things have changed this year, but my accountant's told me. So we have to put it through our accountant that if they're paying their own tax and stuff.
Yes.
And there is a name for it, and I don't know what it is because it's new. Anyway, but he would get in touch with the wages department of my accountant.
Mm.
And he would sort it out.
That's great.
With the person.
Because if they are, because some of them I presume are self-employed as such, so they need to follow that and keep those details and those things. But you need to know that as well. Great.
And with this is, you know, we may not run a holiday every week, you know, so it's not fair to take someone on to say you're going to get X amount of weeks every year because we can't guarantee.
It was a bit different.
It used to be constant.
It's a bit different in Blackpool because we not only had the Diners Holidays, but we had the hotel.
Of course.
It was called the Fold Hotel. It's two different businesses.
So, yes.
So everything went through PAY and the accountant gave wage slips and stuff like that.
Yes, so they were employed by the hotel, but this is slightly different.
But then they were employed by Diners Holidays, but we had every week holidays then.
Right, yes.
Because the hotel...
Which is what we're trying to aim at now.
Because moving is...
It's that transition period, isn't it, of... have you gone? No, I haven't. We're just in a different location.
Yeah.
And then just resurrecting that energy again and that excitement for it. Which
and also, when we was in Blackpool,
what did you do?
We had a lot of people from Scotland and Ireland and Wales because it's very near.
Of course.
It's only across the sea, the Irish Sea. So.
Yeah.
We were further away in a way, but we're not.
We're not.
Because
no.
I think they think we're not there.
Very much with high speed and the Channel Tunnel. And
we've actually got
Dover on our doorstep.
I've got staff that live in Blackpool still that still do holidays for me.
Or
worked for me right from the beginning, so they're still there.
That's great. And presumably it must be great, the smiles on their faces, the actual, you know, your clients who come and have fantastic holidays.
They do.
I mean, I've never been to Florida, so for me it would be jaw-dropping. My face would be, do you have those, those clients who were like, wow, this is amazing?
So there was one person actually, it was a young lady who cried when she first went into Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
And we've had a few like that, actually.
Dolphins, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we had when they swam with the dolphins, because you can swim with them, Discovery Cove.
I'm going.
You don't qualify, actually.
And they love the evenings when they're dancing around, and they love dancing, most people, don't they, to get rid of their...
Yes, the energies. Wonderful. So that must be for you, business owners, within the family. It's a real reason why you're doing it.
I've been doing it, and so has Lana. Yeah, we love them to enjoy themselves. It is a business, but we love doing
it. It's fun enough just from what we've always done and what we've found that needs to be available rather than what wasn't available before. We were one of the original companies that did it. Now there's quite a few around.
Well, of course, people see that's a good idea and say that competition is a great thing. Or what's the word I'm thinking of? When people copy you, imitation is the best form of flattery, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a lovely quote. So by all means, you can say, well, we were one of the first. But of course, the people have then realised that, hey, that actually, you are onto a good thing. And so we need more of them.
Yeah.
So fantastic news.
Yeah. So you've probably seen the pictures that Jan very kindly took. Thanks, Jan, for
You're
that.
You're welcome. I have to show them what I have to put up with.
The Beach Boys surfing in the surfing USA. It just had to be done.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure there were some listeners doing that. Come on.
If you could have hugged a dolphin, you would have done.
Tell us on Facebook or on Twitter if you were doing the same as me and doing the old with the ironing board and the surfing. And so Diana supported holidays. A little bit more about their background and how the sort of the size of the groups and what they try and organise and where they go, which is fantastic news. And the jargon. We always get the jargon, don't we? CRB.
We do.
But we do hopefully clarify each time what that jargon stands for. And one
what's
of the
it stand
other
thing- for?
Oh, don't tell me. Criminal Records Bureau. Do I get a star?
I think you get a star.
Do I get a gold
I think they're
star?
About to rename it, so just as we've got used to something.
Look, just because you've got your holiday shirt on. Yeah?
I have.
Did you see that?
Sun came out. I knew the topic. I thought, I'm dressing for the topic.
Looking good. Looking good. And because they talked about people having fun, enjoying themselves, and the dance, they do love getting up and have a dance, which we do, don't we, on here? We have a little dance. And so we thought it'd be really good if we get the old stilettos out.
Are your toes tapping, folks?
And we've got a bit of wham.
Looking for reliable, expert web hosting? Audio streaming for radio, internet stations and FM alike. www.simplecast.co.uk. custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk.
Channel Radio. So we have already had a hello, Paul Brown, out there on the Twitter
smart
world.
Button. He's got his pulse, finger on the pulse, hasn't he?
He's definitely got it on the pulse, yes. Of course, CRB, yes. Thank you very much, Paul, for pointing that out. They are now known as DBS, although when I hear DBS, I just think of Aston Martins.
So we've thrown the challenge down to Paul, so he can define what DBS is before the end of the show. If anybody else out there is listening in and can define DBS for us.
Aston Martin, I've given you the answer, Jan.
We all get one, though. If you qualify, you go for the check and it's all okay, they give you an Aston Martin.
Yeah, although have you seen our Mr. Producer's got his new car?
I've heard, haven't seen it yet.
It's a lovely, lovely red car. Anyway, we come back to Diners Supported Holidays. We had a lovely interview with them and we have a little bit more for you where we talk about some of the specific holidays they do. They offer certain destinations, they do certain things. Some of that I'd love to go. I think I'm going to have to qualify as one of their carers so I can go. Any excuse.
Have you been CRB, DBS?
Well, obviously I'll have to go through that painful process. If I just turn up in the Aston, does that count?
I don't think so.
So we hear from both Lana and Diana from Diana's Supported Holidays a little bit more about the actual holidays that they do. And one of them that she mentioned, and my eyes lit up, she talked about a safari.
Port Lim Safari, they've got a part of it where you can go on safari and stay overnight in a tent. A special tent with beds and all mod cold.
In the forest, isn't it?
Yeah. And in the mornings, you're right near the waterhole, So you see the part where the animals are run loose. Yes. And they come in the mornings to drink the water. And then you go in the safari, especially if you can go daytime, just safari day, but this is an overnight stay. And then you have a lovely meal cooked in front of you in the restaurant. And they cook it all in front of you. And then you have your breakfast in the next morning and cook it in front of you again.
Fantastic.
And then you go on another little safari before you go home. So
that's fantastic. But of course, you've also been further afield, so Florida, and then you explaining that because it's 2 weeks, you were suggesting earlier, there's a reason behind that, not just for the time zone, but also you can't do something every single day, can you? Because you would just be so tired.
Yeah, so you do something every day, but you don't do the parks every day. So you do the park one day, and then we might do a nice shop or go to the special shops.
Shopping.
And, there's plenty of other things to do. We went on a helicopter ride last year.
Wow.
And they all went, we went in threes.
Yes. Up in the air.
That was good. That is a bit of an extra thing too. Sure. But, there's plenty of things. And then when we usually do a villa because when they come back from a long day with everyone's tired, they love to jump in the swimming pool and relax with a glass of wine or a beer.
Very nice.
Not in the pool though, surely. Yes, because they're all over 18, so of course they can.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of, but of course they can.
And
of course you're all, I presume, because you're all together, like this sort of family really, so you can all then relax and chill out together.
Yeah, and we eat in the villa sometimes, and then we go out for meals because it's lovely food in America.
Mm-hmm.
Too much food for
me. Yes, no, too much. I can have one plate between three of us.
I've seen some Americans have two meal and another one and eat both.
My goodness me.
Honestly, I've seen
so
it.
If I look at your brochure and I think, not quite hitting the spot for me, can I suggest a venue to you? Destination?
Yeah, we also, if you have an idea of where you might like to go, or you've always fancied going somewhere and you know a few of your friends are interested, we can arrange that as well.
Fantastic.
So you could say, I haven't seen you on holiday, or do you go here in this part of England, or this Spain or somewhere that we can't see, but we can arrange that as well. That's quite easy. And also day trips we do.
Yes.
Too. So if you wanted to go to Chellington for the day, four or five friends, we can do something.
We can organise that.
Yeah.
We
also do,
we have got CDs of some of the holidays, especially right. Florida. And when you do come on holiday, we do a CD for you to take home.
How lovely.
Memories.
And memories.
Mm. People get a T-shirt?
Yes, you can.
We've got mugs.
There's a part on the website you can go onto, and it tells you the things you can buy.
Excellent. So some mementos for your trip as well. And we were mentioning in the break that if somebody's been on a holiday with you, so for example, Italy, you've been to Italy maybe, and they think, well, I like Italy, but I don't want to go back to the same place. You mentioned you don't always pick the same villa or the same town,
no.
So people can repeat the country, but they won't be repeating the holiday.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. And it's the same with even in the UK, even in Blackpool, we won't go to the same hotel. We normally change all around, and there's different things to see, different places to go.
And if you've been on a couple of holidays, we give you a bonus to take so much off your third holiday.
Ah.
So that's good.
Yeah, fantastic. See, there's more and more. We need another hour to go into all of that detail. And something you were throwing up to me earlier, not literally, but you were throwing into the air, was the Graceland.
That's something, we've started, we're trying to aim at that next year to be one of the really good holidays to go perhaps a couple of times.
I bet.
Next year.
So sometime in 2014.
So it would be...
So people can start contacting you now, presumably, get the demand.
It will get full quite quickly. I mean, obviously we can run them, the more people we have know who's coming, the more we can run.
Mr. Presley is still alive and kicking somewhere.
He's not left the building, he's waiting for you.
Yeah. He's in the studio. So if people want to get hold of you on that subject, what would you suggest is the best form of contact to get hold of you? You've got your website.
We have the website, which is dsh.org.uk.
DSH, so that would be Diana's Supported Holidays.
Yes, shortened.
.org.uk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then email would be inquiries@dsh.org.uk. And telephone number is 0844 800 9373.
And I know that you're on Twitter because we've been
Diana's Holidays. Diana's Holidays.
It's just Diana's Holidays because I've just literally followed this morning.
Sorry,
so
I'm getting used
we'll be tweeting Twitter. Through Ben Keswins.
I said I've tweeted someone the other day.
I've made up my own words, but I tweet people on that.
And Facebook, we're on Facebook, which is Diana. Which one is it under? Supported Holidays.
I think some on Twitter's come up as Diana Supported
Holidays. Yeah, Diana Supported Holidays on Facebook.
And we'll put all those links, all the contact details, we'll put all those and the web links all on our Facebook page in Who Cares Wins and within LinkedIn. So any of our listeners, if you didn't get your ping quick enough, you can either rewind and play it again later, or you can tune in to either of our channels of communication through Twitter or Facebook, LinkedIn, to get those details and contact these lovely ladies who offer a fantastic and unique service that does definitely come from the heart, which is just lovely to see. And it must be marvellous for you to see your clients with those huge beaming smiles and knowing that you obviously organise that. So congratulations on getting over 10 years now, isn't it?
12 years.
And with Lana now taking the helm, even though we've got baby on air at the moment, about to be, not literally viewers, listeners, she's not going into labour at this moment, but congratulations, and we do wish you all the very best.
Yeah, we seriously do. It is an awesome service they provide.
Absolutely, yeah. From just the independence they provide, the fun.
The joy.
Yeah.
And I can just visualise the faces of those individuals just lighting up. That must be... I just get goosebumps thinking about it.
Because so much of life is routine. And if your life is governed by your carers and where you get taken to and what you get told you're going to do, even if you ask to do something, the freedom isn't always there. So to go on holiday and just be you.
And swim with dolphins.
Meet new friends.
Oh, I've just seen a Twitter reply from... hello, Lana. Hello, Diana. They've tuned in. They're listening. And... They replied to me to say, I'm very welcome on board.
You get the T-shirt.
Does that mean they're going on a yacht?
Could be. Bespoke holiday.
Hey, yeah,
you can
T-shirts.
Pick your own holiday.
Where's our T-shirts, Lana? Or if not a T-shirt, I want a mug. And the Graceland, you heard a little bit about that. And if you look on their website, which they were just highlighting there, which was DSH, which is short for Diana's Supported Holidays, dsh.org.uk, and obviously all the W's in front of that, You'll have all the venues on there that you can see everything they do, both in the UK, the day trips, the holidays, and Graceland is there if you scroll down.
It's the new holiday for next year.
And Graceland, it will be an 8-day trip, half board. There's a VIP tour. You go to the Graceland Mansion. You step aboard a jet. You go to the Elvis Car Museum, and I noticed the jokes. Thank you, Paul, for the Aston Advantage joke. I got that. I'm trying to think of one to reply, but I'll come back on that one. The Hollywood exhibition they go to, and of course the King stroke King of Pop exhibition. It's jam-packed, 8 days. Surely they need longer than that.
Silence. I'm blown away by what they pack into the 8 days.
Do you know what's coming, Jan?
I might have a little guess.
Do you know what's coming? Viva Las Vegas.
She's doing her Elvis impression, folks.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I am just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and a roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
We had to have Elvis. We
absolutely.
Just had to, we had to bring him back.
Well, as well as the Graceland, you can go to Vegas.
But of course, I can now say that Elvis has left the studio.
Has he?
He has.
He gone?
Yeah. In his Aston.
Not his advantage.
His CBR, DBS, ABC, Aston Martin.
TR7.
And I noticed on Facebook we've got some people chatting away about our radio show and some of our previous guests, Jane and who's...
Kathy.
Jane and Kathy Mahoney from last... Omani from last week.
Yes.
Chatting away about their great experiences. They're still talking about it. They've had on the show. Come and join us. We are booking people into next year now.
We are
indeed.
If you
want to get on our show, you got to get in
quick. Soon it'll be 2014. Your choice is to come on the show or go to Graceland.
Difficult
choice.
That's
a bad offer, isn't it?
Yeah. Or coming... Well,
closer to home, though.
Have an Aston Martin. Yeah, closer to home. We heard there about the safari. And I have to play it. I'm sorry, Jan. I know it's an extra bit of music. But before I do, you can guess, listener, what might be coming up. The Port Lim is actually October. It's not far away.
So it's only a few days away.
Yeah, before we're into October. I haven't got the exact date here. On their website, if you go to their website, you can actually look at all the holidays they have. And the Port Lim African Safari, they have an overnight safari lodge, as you probably heard in the interview. So you can stay overnight within the forest.
For our non-local listeners, Port Lim is in Kent.
It is.
So it's local to us here.
It is. So come on down if you want to visit Kent and see zebra. Wildebeest, possibly not Aston Martins, rhinos and more, and the visit to the Howlett's Zoo, Wildlife Zoo. And it's again, amazing that you will be able to sleep, you know, under the stars, potentially, and see these real animals roaming free as they possibly would in the safari. And obviously you haven't got that great huge travel across to Africa.
Am I right saying they get a cookout as well? They get a meal?
I think so, yes. Yes, yes, under the stars.
So but well worth a look on the website.
There is amazing information on here. And so it has to be done, the listeners. We normally have three pieces of music, but today we've squeezed it in.
The fourth in.
And we are going to play for you the what is that I called it earlier? I can't remember now. But I promise you, listener, I will be singing, but I won't put you through it.
It's the high voice coming up. Had to be done, folks.
Ash, I should have been in a different world. Jan, you've got some events which I really want to make sure they're
I have, out there today. And they're linked to our topic. Not holidays, but they're linked to learning difficulties and disabilities. The Tizard Centre, based at the University of Kent in Canterbury. It's one of the UK's leading UK academic groups working in learning disability and community care. That's Tizard, T-I-Z-A-R-D. They run seminars throughout the year. The next one's actually this Wednesday, September 25th at 5 p.m. They're free events to attend, but you do need to register. So have a Google, have a web search, whatever your engine is, for T-I-Z-A-R-D Centre, University of Kent, and then look on events. And for other things to do, for people with learning disabilities, Kent County Council, and I'm sure other county councils around the country will do it, but search Kent County Council's website for the Good Day programme. Mm-hmm. Lots of hints and tips, advice for people with learning disabilities and events that you can join in on.
Fantastic. Now, next week we have another great two guests in the studio. Both we have, I forgot their names because I'm thinking about Diana now and her t-shirt and the lion. But anyway, it's Denise and also Lucia from More Than Yoga in Ramsgate in Kent. So they're going to talk about all the yoga and the holistic treatments that they do and the Reiki. That's next week, live at 3 o'clock on channelradio.co.uk with Who Cares Wins radio show. I also want to finish with our inspirational insight. I missed it last week, so I wanted to get it in this week, which I thought was quite appropriate for what Diana and Lana have set up and what they do for these marvellous people. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. And that's by a famous American author and motivational speaker, Leo Buscaglia.
Oh.
Do you like my Italian there,
I do.
It's good, that, isn't it? We've enjoyed having a bit of a dance.
We have indeed.
We enjoy listening. We enjoy tweeting with you. Thanks for all the tweets and all the people on Facebook. Thanks to Diana and Lana for your great, fantastic interview. Don't forget, you can listen again on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And also the repeat is there all the time on Listen Again, Channel Radio, and also through Another Journey Begins and Greenleaf Ergonomics. I'm going for a walk now.
You're going for a walk.
Guess where?
Where are you walking?
Guess where? It starts with M.
Manchester?
Memphis.
Memphis.
See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Have a good week, all.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. WC Hayes.